Well, alrighty, guys. This is Chad Bouton once again, host of the Unsighted Radio. I have yet another accessible game that I want to recommend to you for the holiday season, and this one is a flawless victory.
Having liberated the Hourglass and become Keeper of Time, my next task was to restart history. Not beholden to past events, I was free to craft a new era. It was with humility and restraint that I approached this blank canvas. After careful preparation, I began work, painting over the darkness. After eons passed, I sketched out the realms. After eons more, I brushed them in with life.
A star flares over a planet.
In my new era, all beings will have the opportunity to find peace. Whether or not they do, will be their responsibility. For my power only permits me to begin this endeavor. It is the duty of mortals to finish it.
A title appears over a vista of mountains and red-leafed trees surrounding a shimmering lake. Mortal Kombat 1.
That's right, I'm talking about Mortal Kombat 1. My goodness, it's so amazing to see this just historic franchise finally come into the modern era with an accessible game. They restarted the entire series from scratch, basically burnt the game from the ground up, and now it's back better than ever, completely accessible. And obviously, it's Mortal Kombat. Come on. It's your classic fighter, Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Raiden. If you know it, you love it, and you'll love it even more if you're a blind gamer, because it's completely playable for you guys, and it is a definite recommend. So obviously, if we're talking about the main areas of accessibility that I look for, it's all there. I can play the game. I know where I'm at in the game because the audio design, audio cues in this game are fantastic. If you start getting closer to your opponent, you hear an audio cue that starts clicking. It has an actual representation that lets you know how close I am to my opponent versus how far. It lets you know if you're getting too close to the corner, because if you've ever played Mortal Kombat, you don't want to get trapped in the corner and start getting endlessly comboed to death. The audio design was handled by the amazing consultant, Carlos Vasquez, and he made sure that no matter what your level of vision is, that you're going to be able to, you know where you're at, know where your opponent's at, and kick their butts. Obviously, I love the audio description. It's available for the entire campaign.
A figure in blue, Sub-Zero, watches from a rooftop. He throws a bolt of ice at their feet. A man in yellow, Scorpion, paces over while spinning a kunai-tipped rope dart. His upper arms are bare, showing a scorpion tattoo. Sub-Zero shoots another ice bolt. It strikes the railing behind them.
How does he do that?
I have no idea. You interfere with Lin Kuei business. Leave or face our wrath.
You know what's going on, what you're seeing, not only in the game, but it has audio description for the fatalities, which, I mean, if you have ever played a Mortal Kombat game, the fatalities are insane. It is amazing to sit back, have the audio description read out what's happening as these characters are just getting eviscerated. It's so amazing. It's such an amazing element to have in the game. And I'm so happy that NetherRealm put audio description in for this game, because it really makes it a treat.
Dax enlarges himself into a towering giant, then crushes the victim under his boot.
Fatality.
I have to talk about the screen reader. Obviously, it wasn't perfect when it first released, but obviously it was there. It allowed you to know how to navigate the menus. You could pause it during your fights and read the move combo so that you know what you're doing, how you're actually controlling the character and fighting with them. But they're continuing to support it post-launch, so they've added even more tweaks and fixes to the screen reader. And that's something that I love that NetherRealm has put it out there that, you know, post-launch, we're going to continue supporting accessibility features. And obviously, this game has more than what I've just said when it comes to accessibility. But obviously, I just want to let you guys know, if you have a visual impairment, no matter what your level of vision is, and you obviously want to play this game, you can play this game. It is accessible. You can get to it from start to finish, and it's definitely a game that you should finish. Thank you so much for listening again. My name is Chad Bouton. I'm the host of The Unsighted Radio, and that was just one of the recommendations I have for accessible gaming. Whatever it is that you celebrate during the holiday season, I hope that it is a happy one. There's so many amazing accessible games for disabled gamers to get out and play, so have fun this holiday season.
A really great recommendation there from Chad. Now, please note, Mortal Kombat 1 is an 18 release and it's not suitable for children. However, it is perfect for those young at heart adults.